Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we learn together as a community what the Bible story we heard yesterday means to us today. Yesterday, we heard one of the prophecies from the Old Testament where God spoke through a human to talk about God's plans coming to fruition in our world. Even in a dark time, God gave Jeremiah some hopeful words. In a dark time when the Israelites had lost their promised land and been overrun and occupied by other nations, God was giving them some hope that someday order would be restored. Someday God had a plan. God was going to be faithful to that plan. And even though it looked dark and doubtful at that time, God would follow through on his plans. He was wanting to teach his people about his faithfulness, that they could trust him, even when times were dark, to follow through on all that he'd said. That can be really hard to do. But it's something that God asked his people to do over and over and over again. All through the Old Testament, in dark times, God sent prophets to speak on his behalf to the people of Israel and to others who would read those words hundreds, thousands of years later. A lot of prophecies have two meanings. They had an immediate meaning, usually political, geopolitical things that were happening at the time to do with kings and nations attacking the Israelites. There would be an immediate meaning that people would recognize and say, oh, this means something to us as a people today. Someday we'll get our promised land back. That would have been the immediate meaning of the Jeremiah passage we read yesterday. But there would also be a future meaning, a meaning for all time, about the ultimate fulfillment of God's kingdom plans here on earth in this universe, for all time, for all places. In that case, it would be more story about the promised land of God's kingdom, that someday we humans would be restored to a relationship with God that we broke so long ago in the Garden of Eden, that God had a plan to return us to that land, figuratively, to the Garden of Eden, to that relationship with him that we were made for. That would be the secondary meaning of that prophecy from Jeremiah, that someday God would send a king who would not just do something geopolitical on earth, but the ultimate king, the King of Kings, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the ultimate king that Israel had always dreamt of. Someday God would send that kind of a king to not just deal with something geopolitical here on earth, but to actually change the course of the universe forever, to restore humanity's broken relationship with God. That's something that no human king could do, only Jesus, who was God and man all at once. You can see why Jesus was a bit of a surprise for some. In Jesus' day, people were still looking and waiting for a Messiah. They were waiting for the anointed king that they'd been promised, because they had once again been occupied and overthrown by another power. This time it was the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was now occupying Jerusalem, occupying Israel, and so the people would have had renewed interest in the promises God had made about a Messiah coming. There was a lot of hope that the Messiah was going to lead a political revolution, that he would come with military might and raise up an army and fight the Romans to kick them out of the promised land. People had the immediate situation in focus at that time and sometimes failed to recognize the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise of a Messiah. It wasn't just going to be about immediate political needs, but about what really ailed them, which wasn't an immediate problem with the Romans, but was a problem with sin and death and evil in our world. And so when Jesus came and dealt with that bigger problem, it was a surprise for some. But God was giving them what they needed, not just what they wanted. So we've really focused in on one particular prophecy from the book of Jeremiah today, but it was not the only one. There were all kinds of prophecies in the Old Testament about what God was going to do, with an immediate meaning and an ultimate fulfillment as well. I want you to have a chance today to explore those a little bit. And so attached to this in text form on the website and app, you'll be able to find a text version of this challenge. I want you to look there and find the big list of prophecies from the Old Testament and their fulfillment in the New Testament. I want you to just take a chance to read through those and see what God's been up to, how God was pointing forward all through the Old Testament at what he would do through Jesus. That's your challenge. Just to read those, try to get a big picture view of what God was doing. Maybe you can do that with a group. It's important to join with others in doing our challenges, not to do them alone. So share that with somebody else and discuss what you're learning. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.